I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A refinancing plan has trimmed the state's debt. KEDM's Ashley Lyons reports on the deal and why it was delayed in getting done.
Louisiana has saved $12 million from a debt refinancing that took advantage of lower interest rates. State Treasurer John Kennedy announced the savings figure Tuesday after the state completed its refinancing of the $229 million in existing bond debt. The state sells general obligation bonds to investors for upfront cash to pay for construction projects. The borrowing is paid off over time with interest. The financing lowers that multi-year repayment rate. The refinancing had been delayed briefly because of a disagreement between Kennedy's office and Governor Bobby Jindal's administration over the financial paperwork. But the two sides reached a compromise. Next up is a plan to borrow another $200 million to replenish the escrow account that pays for state finance construction work. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
Immigrants and activists held a protest Wednesday to draw attention to the possibility that many immigrants living illegally in the U.S. may not be shielded by an executive order President Barack Obama is expected to sign. Standing outside a high-rise building housing a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service office, protesters held signs that read Deferred Action for Everyone and Ready for Relief. In addition, workers' rights advocates presented the cases of two immigrants who they say might be deported regardless of whatever Obama's executive action declares. The two immigrants face being deported by the end of the year, a time frame that may end before Obama's immigration order kicks in. The two immigrants then took their pleas for deferred action to immigration officials in the Citizenship and Immigration Office. Add Texas Governor Rick Perry's name to the list of possible Republican presidential candidates flooding the campaign trail for GOP Senate candidate Bill Cassidy. Perry's scheduled to attend three early voting rallies with Cassidy this week, on Tuesday in Baton Rouge, Lafayette, and Covington. He'll be urging people to cast ballots for Cassidy in the December 6 runoff against Democratic incumbent Mary Landrieu. Other likely GOP presidential contenders have headed to the state to lend a hand to Cassidy. Today is the Great American Smokeout, and the Smoking Cessation Trust, or SCT, is urging smokers in the state to take advantage of all the free products and services available to help them quit. SCT CEO Mike Rogers says qualified applicants are entitled to certain stop smoking benefits, which tobacco companies fund. Rogers says in order to qualify for the benefits, you need to have started smoking cigarettes before September 1st of 1988 and live in Louisiana. He says since the program started in 2012, over 22,000 citizens have received the benefit card. This is KEDM News.